Item 11 is reports. Subset A is consideration of second reading of 2018-12 ordinance. This is the appropriation budget for next year. I'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Ainsley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Looking through this year, we've actually had three separate presentations on the budget so far this year. Given that and given everyone's current face facial expressions, I don't think we'll do it again. I just want to point out the changes that were essentially made since the first reading. The second reading includes simply a note that the Murray Edition loans for wastewater and water will be paid off this year, and so they are not included as an expenditure in the 2019 budget in the second reading. Simply that additional revenue would be placed back into those independent funds to repay the money that we would be using to pay off the loans early now. As included in the report, that would actually save the ratepayers of Sturgis over $30,000, so it's a good financial move. Other than that, there have been some very minor personnel changes. Other than that, it's essentially staying the same as what the first reading was. The first reading budget was actually posted online over a month ago. Since that time, we have not really had any questions or concerns that have been brought forward. The budget does reduce the property tax mill levy by 4%, and it includes a very minor utility rate increase of 2% that is not for that does not include an increase in the surcharges. Those would remain flat, as well as the additional usage fee for water. The charge per 1,000 gallons you use, that would be staying the same, as would the availability fee. So it's just on the monthly minimums for our three utility services. And again, I just want to point out that numerous communities right now are discussing that. And if you look across the Black Hills, I think over the next couple of years, you're going to see significant increases in utilities. And as we've discussed several times over, as long as the wastewater treatment plant comes in somewhat close to what we are anticipating, our growth numbers stay about the same as what they are. And barring some sort of significant emergency, our rates honestly should be able to stay fairly steady for several years to come. Are there any questions?
I have a couple. So when you talk about the Murray Edition, is that the SRF payment? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. And so we're talking $30,000 in savings?
Yes, and that would be realized, though, it would be another 5 years to fully repay it, or 4 years. The wastewater? Oh, so it's actually 12 years. Still a payment, but we do have enough cash that we could pay it off now. So we're saving over $30,000 in interest.
And then when you talk about the continued growth in utility customers, is that the 1% that?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's 1% that we have included in the budget. If you look at our projections for what we used on coming up with what the surcharge would be for the wastewater, there's a lot of assumptions that was included in calculating what the monthly surcharge would be for the wastewater treatment plant. I think that was at 2% a year. I would have to look back, but I think it was roughly at 2%, which we have been meeting. But again, that has to continue year after year. But the budget does include an assumption of just a 1%. We try to be fairly conservative in the budget.
Other questions from council on second reading? How about public input? Questions, comments, concerns? Second reading of appropriations for 2019. First by Rhea and a second by Becca. Last chance for discussion on this one.
What is the total amount of the budget?
21.
Revenues and costs.
Yep. The total budget is $21,507,961.
We have a first and a second on the floor. Any last discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
A disapprove and no. That one passes unanimously on second reading of the appropriations.